a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time 7:30.
It's 63 degrees.
Well, we don't have any crashes affecting any drivers anywhere right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin this half hour with breaking news from the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, where the casket of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is set to arrive, and as a matter of fact, it has arrived.
Let's go live to ABC's coverage with Aaron Katursky.
On the courthouse steps is how many of them are women. And this is, in the end, the great contribution Ruth Ginsburg made to American law and life was fighting endlessly for the rights of women, to elevate women. And each one of those clerks, each one, particularly those women who served with her, each one of them now is at a university, at teaching law or practicing law. And the influence keeps radiating, Aaron. It doesn't end with Justice Ginsburg. These clerks then fan out through American life and law and carrying her message, carrying her values, carrying the priorities that she so strongly held. And it's a fascinating and striking tribute to her and to her influence that so many of these young people that she mentored and tutored over 27 years on the Supreme Court, but let's remember she was a federal judge before that. So many of them are women, and each one of them is carrying the legacy of Ruth Ginsburg into her professional life, Aaron.
ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts, the flag-wrapped casket of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been removed from its hearse, carried by members of the Supreme Court police clad in dark suits, walking in tiny lockstep, moving the casket toward the plaza and up the steps where members of Ginsburg's family are waiting to receive it, along with more than 100 law clerks. A somber, quiet scene at the United States Supreme Court. I'm Aaron Katursky, and you're listening to live coverage from ABC News. Betsy West, I wanted to get your thoughts on this moment. You directed the 2018 documentary RBG. Former colleague of ours here at ABC News. Betsy, she had been sick for quite some time, finally succumbing on Friday to pancreatic cancer. But she was so active and working right up until the end.
Absolutely. I mean, these pictures are extraordinarily moving as the casket of Justice Ginsburg is carried up into the Supreme Court, the place where she loved. And she would say, I love the law. I have the best job in the world. And when she did begin to suffer from different kinds of cancer, she worked so hard to keep herself going. And in fact, she spent many hours in the Supreme Court gym, initially after she had had a bout of colon cancer, getting herself in shape, because it was important to her to keep going. And as you said, to make the rulings and the dissents that were the basis of her philosophy about our democracy and about the rule of law.
Betsy West, who directed the 2018 documentary RBG, the flag-wrapped casket of Justice Ginsburg, carried by members of the Supreme Court police up the steps of the courthouse. ABC's Devin Dwyer is there and with us live. Devin, this is extraordinary.
Yeah, I've seen nothing like it in my years covering the Supreme Court. Someone who has touched, as you've been saying, so many lives professionally, but just across the country, the outpourings have been profound, from the San Francisco, of course, to New York, which she loved so much, but also tiny towns and communities in between, Dayton, Ohio, Bloomington, Indiana, Minneapolis, Minnesota, people turning out, saying prayers, holding vigils for the late justice. She's just gone inside now, we can see at the top, as her casket likely to be placed on top of the same platform held Abraham Lincoln in 1865 and countless other American icons. She's going down in history, Aaron, here in a place that is steeped in rich tradition.
Devin, we don't often get to a window into these ceremonies, but we are expected to see Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, make some remarks. And this private ceremony is really for family and close friends to say goodbye. 27 years she spent in that court, and as Betsy was saying, it was a place that she loved and a place that she impacted, and that seems to be what those tributes you're talking about around the country are about.
She modeled civility, Aaron, at a time when we could use a little bit more of it in our politics and in our communities, and I was struck by not just the friendship that she had with Antonin Scalia, the conservative icon, which garners a lot of attention, but also her friendship with Justice Clarence Thomas. Those two were so close. They shared a view of minimalism, judicial minimalism in the law, and also a close personal friendship. You know, in my days covering arguments at the Supreme Court, it had become a thing to see Clarence Thomas reach out his hand to help Justice Ginsburg step down from the bench in her later years so that she didn't.
You've been listening to live coverage from the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. Really quite a sight, Amanda. I don't know if you have a chance to see it there at home, but of the eight pallbearers that brought the casket from the hearse into the resting place there inside the Supreme Court building, two of those were women, and all were former clerks of Justice Ginsburg. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg casket now in place inside the Supreme Court building.
Following a private ceremony in the court's great hall, the casket will be moved to the top of the court's front steps so that members of the public can pay their respects.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.